Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Piaggio conference call. We are here to share with you the outcomes of our board of directors with particular regard to the first half 2010 results. Our conference call will be divided as usual into two separate parts. In the first one, Mr. Pallottini, Piaggio Group Financial General Manager, will review the consolidated financial results of the first 6 months. In the second one, we will have a brief comment on these results by our chairman, Mr. Colaninno. In addition, also Mr. Maurizio Romano, General Manager for Product Development and Strategies, is attending the conference. Following their presentation, we will be available for a final Q&A session. Now, I'm pleased to hand over to Mr. Pallottini.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to everybody. Let's start then from the first two slides of our presentation to show Piaggio Group first half 2010 results. The net sales accounted for 821 million euro with an increase by 3.2% compared to previous year. This result came thanks to the growth of our Asiatic operations, India and Vietnam, that more than offset European and American sales decrease affected by the current market scenario. The gross margin was 265 million euro, 16 million higher than last year, with a remarkable increase in terms of ratio to net sales, which grew to 32.3% in 2010 compared to 31% in 2009. The EBITDA was 17.5 million euro, 10 million higher than 2009, with an EBITDA margin of 14.3% on net sales, increasing from the 13.5% in 2009, so continuing the positive trend of our business profitability further during the second half of 2009 and first quarter of the current year. The financial expenses went down to 11.8 million euros from 16.4 million in the same period of 2009. Consequently, the income before tax was 62.8 million, 18 million higher than previous year, that is plus 28%, and the net income increased to 33.1 million euro, compared to a result of 25.7 million in 2009, also taking into account a 47% forecasted tax rate, that is about 4% higher than previous year. Accordingly to these results, the net debt level at the end of June 2010 was 342 million euro, so decreasing from the 352 million of December 2009 and 7 million euro lower compared to June 2009. Now, moving on to slide number 5, we can take a deeper look at the net sales trend. Piaggio Group total net sales accounted for 821 million euro with an increase of 3.2% over 2009. Total two-wheel sales accounted for 582 million euro, including spare parts and accessories, that is 14 million euro less than 2009, that means minus 2%. While total commercial vehicle sales increased to 239 million euro from 200 million euro of 2009, that is plus 19%. Two-wheeled European sales accounted for 502 million euro with a 6% decrease, and two-wheeled Asian sales were up to 67 million euro, nearly 50 million higher than 2009, mainly thanks to our Vietnamese operations that I remind you started in June last year. Two-wheeled American sales accounted for 13 million euro following the significant downturn registered in the American market, both scooters and bikes, that continued also in the current year. Commercial vehicles altogether increased from 200 million to almost 240 million, thanks to the contribution of our Indian sales that grew by 38% compared to previous year, in line with the growth of the Indian market, and including the positive contribution of the revaluation of the Indian rupee that accounted for 12.8 million euro on net sales. Anyway, not considering the exchange rate benefit, the growth was 28.4%. So overall, looking at the geographical mix of total sales and considering both two-wheels and commercial vehicles business segments, Asian revenues contribution to total sales increased from 18.4% up to 29.7%. In terms of businesses, the two-wheels trend of minus 2% over last year came due to stable sales from scooters, with our Asian operation offsetting the European sales decrease, and to a decrease of the motorcycle segment, which registered a minus 13% over the same period of last year. Spare parts and accessories went up by 1% to a total amount of 93 million euro. Now, the next slide shows the overall number of units sold that increased from 314,000 to 341,000 units. That means an 8% increase over 2009. Going into details, scooters volumes were up to 208,000, plus 3.5% compared to previous year, and motorcycles accounted for 24,000 units sold. That means a 5% decrease compared to previous year. Coming to commercial vehicles, the three and four-wheelers units sold had an overall 24% increase, up to about 108,000 units, thanks to the Indian performances that registered an increase by 27%. Going to slide 7, we can see the EBITDA evolution with a significant increase both in terms of total amount and ratio to net sales. The EBITDA registered a 10 million increase up to 170.5 million euro with an EBITDA margin of 14.3%. This increase was obtained thanks to a further increase in product profitability with a 1% increase in the gross margin from 31% to 32%, 31.3% to 32.3%, mainly coming from a positive product mix and further sourcing efficiencies. Furthermore, we registered a 3 million positive impact coming from the change of the overall exchange rate. In addition, cash operational expenses increased by 5 million euro, but they were stable in terms of ratio to net sales at 20%. That is a good result considering the startup and the growth of our energetic operations. The next slide shows the net income evolution, which accounted for a total amount of 33.1 million euro compared to the 25.7 million registered in 2009. That means plus 28.6%. The EBIT increased to 74.6 million euro, together with a growing EBIT margin from 7.7% to 9.1%. The 13 million EBIT increase comes from the increase in net sales together with the better performances in terms of product profitability. The financial expenses showed a 4.6 million euro reduction compared to last year, thanks to the decrease of the cost of debt and to the lower average debt amount in the period. At the tax level, we forecasted a 47.3% consolidated tax rate compared to the 43% used in the first half last year. That means a 10 million increase over last year, mainly due to the higher income before tax, of course. Moving now to slide 9, let's have a look at the balance sheet. The net debt accounted for 342 million euro, with a cash generation by 10 million euro compared with December 2009 and 7 million euro compared with June last year. Where I appreciate the cash flow the first half, we can directly move to slide number 10, and we can see that the 10 million cash generation came from the operating cash flow, which generated 81 million euro coming from the P&L analyzed before. That must be compared to the 72 million euro generated in the first 6 months of last year, so almost 10 million more.
Then we have a slight working capital increase by 3.5 million euro, 35 million euro in capital expenditure, that is in line with our yearly CapEx plan, 26 million euro cash absorption for dividend payment, and 2.9 million euro shares buyback. Thank you for your kind attention.
I thank you, Mr. Pallottini. I'm pleased to open the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that the Q&A session is open. You may register for your question by pressing star followed by one. The first question comes from Mr. Manetti from Intermonte. Please, Mr. Manetti, proceed with your question.
Good afternoon. Congratulations for the good results. I have three questions. The first one is related to the level of CapEx, 35 million in the first half. You just said that this is in line with your year-end target. I had the impression that the guidance for CapEx for the full year 2010 was in the region of 100 million. Would you confirm this guidance, or is it going to be more in the 70 million, so like we take the first half multiplied by two? The second question is related to the I was surprised to see that the level of service cost was even lower than the first semester of last year, considering that turnover was 25% higher. I wanted to understand better which kind of evolution would you expect, considering also that both personnel costs and other operating costs in percentage of sales have been increasing. Better understand which kind of evolution for this particular line you would expect. The final question is the outlook for volumes and pricing of the two-wheels business in Asia. As a matter of fact, we have seen that in the second quarter, the volumes of two-wheels, of Asian two-wheels, has been equal to first quarter. I would have expected to see somewhat stronger performance of second quarter versus the first quarter. If you could help us better understand which kind of evolution we should expect for the rest of the year, also considering that the turnover of the second quarter has been lower than the turnover of the first quarter. If there is any issue on the pricing of the products that you're currently selling in Asia. Thank you.
Okay. Let's start with CapEx. Yes, we can confirm at the moment our forecast of about 100 million spending for the current year. We are just having some minor delays in terms of finalization of some projects, but we can at the moment, we can confirm that the level we are expecting for the total year is in the range of 100 million. For the second question, I'm not sure I have understood completely your question, but if you are talking about the operating expenses level, you saw that in absolute terms, the spending was more or less the same with last year. It can be considered, in our opinion, a good result, taking into account that when you, of course, expand your operations, you have to set up new companies, new structure, new organizations, and this means further general costs. This has not happened at the moment, so we can say that also this important component of our cost can be considered under strict control. Both industrial costs and structure costs in all of their components can be considered in.
Excuse me, Mr. Pallottini, to interrupt you. Can this be put into correlation with the fact that CapEx has been delayed or no?
No. No problem in our CapEx project at the moment. We are going on with our program, both on industrial side and on the new product side. Asia, we also for Asian operations, we can confirm our plans, both in Vietnam, where we are, as you know, we are currently selling only the Vespa model locally manufactured, together with some other models that are imported from Europe. And we are going on with our plan that is considering a new product just adapted for the Vietnamese market, which is not a new product because it's the famous Liberty, but that has been revisited in order to better fit the layout requirements of local population. This product is ready to start the commercial operation for the beginning of next year. For the current year, we can confirm at the level of our expectation, both in terms of volumes and revenues for the Asian area.
The next question comes from Mr. Gambarova from Banca Akros. Please, Mr. Gambarova, proceed with your question.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I have just two quick questions on Vietnam and India. On Vietnam, I see that you sold in the Asia-Pacific region around 15,000 two-wheelers in Q2. Sorry, 14.6, which is more or less the same as in Q1. So I wonder if you could put a little bit of color on this flat sequential performance, which is, of course, very interesting on a year-over-year perspective, but I don't see, let's say, a sequential growth. So basically, I'm wondering, could you tell us what is your target of volumes for Vietnam? This is basically my question in 2010. And then I would like to understand if the pricing environment in Vietnam remains very good as I guess. And I would also ask you if you can elaborate a little bit on the volumes you're targeting for India. When commenting Q1, you told us you are targeting more than 200,000 vehicles. So can you be a little more precise at the end of the first half? And even here, a few words on the pricing environment. Thanks.
Okay. Let's start from Vietnam. First of all, must be considered that the seasonality in Vietnam is not the same that we have in Europe. The most important period there is related to the end of year of Chinese year. That's in the current year happened around the beginning of February, if I'm not wrong. So the peak season was in December and mainly January and the first days of January. And the season start to grow again in the same period than our autumn, so after our summer, first of all. Secondly, don't forget, as I mentioned before, that we in Vietnam, we are currently selling almost only Vespa locally manufactured and some other minor products, very minor volumes coming from Europe. So we are very well aware that in order to have a significant growth of our in our sales, we must introduce new products there, and the Liberty I mentioned before will be the first one. Then don't forget that together with Vietnamese operation, we are currently managing from our Vietnam headquarters also the development of the other Asian countries, also with our organization. That means Thailandia, we are currently dealing with an important group of local entrepreneurs, Malaysia, it's the same, and we are going to approach also the important Indonesian market. That means that part of our focus there is also dedicated to the development of those important regions. In terms of pricing and possible evolution, we are, at the same way, we are aware that our local competitors won't be wearing without reactions. So this is another of the reasons that are that brought us to consider new product there in order to cover also other market segments, not only the luxury segments that we are currently managing with Vespa. So pricing must be managed together with your market segmentation. About India, yes, I can confirm you the volumes we are expecting for the current year, that is in the range of 200,000 units for the total year, three-wheelers and four-wheelers.
Okay, thanks.
There are no more questions.
If there are no more questions, we can close the conference. I would like to thank all of you for attending the conference. I remind you that I will be available, as usual, for any additional clarification.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference call is over. Thank you very much for your attention.